Welcome to 137 of Radio Clash, and this is the Mostly Halloween edition.
A zombie jamboree that took place in London Cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree that took place in London Cemetery. Zombies from all parts of Great Britain, some of them were former West Indians. As the season was carnival, they got together down in the mall. They were singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't care a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear the chorus, back to back, belly to belly. I don't care a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. There she was jumping on the grave. In one hand she's holding a quarter rum, with the other hand she's knocking conga drum. The lead singer starts to make his rhyme, while the other zombies rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say: it was a beat to see the zombies break away. They were singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't care a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Oh yes, back to back, belly to belly. I don't care a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. Day and night things getting sweet, till a bystander mashed the zombie feet. The zombie raised her finger to warn. She said, "Mister, take care, you mash me corn." The funniest thing you could ever see is a zombie eating fish and chippery. I never seen nobody drinking more beer than at a zombie affair around Leicester Square. They were singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't care a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear the chorus, back to back, belly to belly. I don't care a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree.
That's the excellent introduction from Noel Anthony with a zombie jamboree. That's courtesy of Music for Maniacs blog. And yes, this is the Mostly Hallowed Eve edition, which is my Halloween show. But yes, it's mostly Halloween. There's the odd, I think there's maybe the odd one or maybe two tracks that aren't Halloween, hence the Mostly Halloween, rather than being all Hallowed Eves. We're mostly Hallowed Eves. We're mostly Hallowed here. And yes, I'm recording this a couple of days beforehand, so... Yes, I think, what is it? What day is it? What day is it? It's, it's 4 more days to Halloween, Halloween, or something like that. And I'm actually doing some sets, several Halloween sets. I'm doing one in Second Life, which probably won't, probably be over by the time you hear this. And that's at the Fat Tiger. That's a bear hangout. Probably good idea because half of my audience would be wouldn't be allowed in that unless they had a male avatar, because it's only a male avatar type club space thing. I'm DJing there for about 2 hours or 1 or 2 hours from, should be from 2 p.m. And then on Wednesday at the Parkade, I'm doing a Halloween set actually on the Halloween itself, and there's going to be Halloween costumes and even Halloween dancers. So that's in Second Life. Go to secondlife.com if you don't know what Second Life is, and search for Parkade. That's P-A-R-K-E-A-D-E. P-A-R-K-A-D-E. That's the one. And we're at Majorati. I've just got a PM from Marty. Hello, Marty. I'll leave that until I start. As usual, we have some Halloween mashups, and we have lots of some dubstep and some lots of spooky tunes. There's a new compilation out from the makers of Beat Boutique. That's it, Beat Boutique, and it's a Halloween compilation. You can see it on Guyber Compilations, and I assume somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where. On BBI, is it in compilation releases? Nope, I don't know where it is. But anyway, it's the Mashup Massacre compilation, and my favorite. I got to play a couple of favorite tracks from that, but this is my favorite at the moment. It's Celebrity Murder Party, The 13 Sins of Scooby Doo, and it's Scooby Doo like you've never heard him before.
This is a warning to all living mortals that whosoever opens this chest of demons will release 13 of the most terrifying ghosts upon the face of the earth.
Shaggy of Scooby-Doo speaks out, disclosing the behind-the-scenes antics that could bring down the whole cartoon industry. Like we weren't just solving mysteries in that mystery van, right, Scoob? Like we used to have a bumper sticker on the back that said, when this van's a rockin', don't come a knockin'. I tell you, Velma and Daphne, lesbian city, carpet munchers, belly rubbing. Yep, I know it's hard to believe. Scrappy Doo, like the only reason like he got his job, he was pimping for Daphne. Like, how about Fred? Like, how many guys do you know that wear a yellow scarf?
Cake.
Like, that's right.
Ba-da-da, ba-da.
To sit in the front of the mystery van and like do bong hits and like watch Velma and Daphne get it on. Like, why do you think we ate so much?
Ba-da-da, 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 ba-da-da,
in Amityville. Matter of fact, it was the house at the top of the hill. But I wouldn't never win for nothing in the world except I got an invite for one of my girls. When I got to the house, the grass was over the fence. The atmosphere around would keep you in suspense. So I rang the doorbell like it ain't no thing. And this gruesome guy came and said,
"Hello, Frosty. I understand they call you the love bug. What a cute little bug. I'd like to put you between my fingers."
It's the house on the hill. Me off my feet, and all I could hear was this spooky beat. And when it finally put me down, my heart felt like stopping, but it wouldn't stop because the house was rocking. The bass was kicking and the house was loud, and let me tell you, it wasn't your average crowd. They had this guy on the mic, he was dressed in black. He had a messed up face with a hunch on his back. It's the house on the hill. It's called Amityville. The house on the hill. Everybody goes to Amityville.
I'm Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. Scotty beamed us down here by mistake. Spock, you've got to get us out of here. Hi, Copter, I'd like to, but we cannot get a fix. Spock, the people here are dressed so strangely. Strange 20th century life form. There's an actual love bug walking around. Spock, analysis, please. Yes, Copter, no bug. 20th century phenomenon.
It's Amityville, y'all. Yeah. You want to go to the house on the hill? Amityville! House on the hill! Count Crack walked up with no kind of class, drinking something that was bubbling from out of his glass. So I panicked and I hit the deck, cause I swore he was coming straight for my neck. Then he said,
"Yo, Starsky, there's no need to fear. Didn't you read the invite? You're the star of the year. All the monsters came from miles around just to hear you rock, because you got down.
You wanna go? Come on. There's enough room, we can all go to. You didn't understand me, I said Amityville. To the house on the hill. It's the house on the hill. You make the left and you make the right, then you go Amityville. Man, I'm serious. We got to. It's the house on the hill.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Seal his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
zombie action plan, follow these simple steps. Step 1. Ensure that all windows are closed and doors are locked. Keeping yourself secure from zombie intrusion is your first priority. Step 2. Unplug any electrical equipment that is liable to emit noise. Remember to turn off alarm clocks. Zombies work 24 hours a day. Step 3. Board up any large panes of glass. Although stupid, zombies have been known to break through windows by sheer weight of numbers.
Here comes a zombie, walking slowly. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me. He wanna eat my brain, that ain't gonna happen. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me.
Step 4. If building a new property, ensure that your doors open outwards and not inwards. Zombies never think to step backwards.
Zombie, walking slowly. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me. He wanna eat my brain, that ain't gonna happen. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me.
Step 5. Maintain a supply of bottled water. Step 6. Suitable food supplies should also be stored in an accessible location. Step 7. Weaken the wall to the adjoining building in your loft space for an emergency exit.
Here comes a zombie, walking slowly. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me. He wanna eat my brain, that ain't gonna happen. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me.
Step 8. Practice power walking. Running away from zombies causes tripping. Tripping is a zombie's friend. Avoid it at all costs. Step 9. Wear a leather jacket. This is harder to bite through and is more readily available and lighter than chainmail.
Here comes a zombie, walking slowly. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me. He wanna eat my brain, that ain't gonna happen. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me. Here comes a zombie, walking slowly. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me. He wanna eat my brain, that ain't gonna happen. Nasty zombie, wanna eat me, eat me.
Step 10. Do not panic. The threat from zombies is not imminent. However, ensure that you and your family have a zombie escape plan drawn up and practiced, just in case.
Good one, I've chosen. I want your body and your soul. I have much to offer, cash, silver and gold. As a test, I've given you no freedom and no right. I've come here to thank you for today's night.
Go to hell, you'll see me there as well. No angel wings, no telephones to ring. I love this spot, but even when it's hot, nobody says you gotta kick your window shut. I'll tell you straight, if there's one thing that I hate, it's food pictures.
Materialism, I'm full of it, till I don't know what to do. I'll tempt you for 40 days and then for 40 nights. So get infected with me, I'll get you what I am a type. Things I do are wicked, the things I do don't fail. So why don't you come with me, I'm not stepping on your tail. Taste the fruits of modern time, taste the fruits of sin. We got progress on our side, so let the sin begin.
There's no doubt, we're living inside out. All together, so maybe I'll belong in there. Got on out, before I start a shout. I'm a devil, I belong in hell. Well, well,
I'm a death of my tail.
I'm a death,
I'm a death of my tail.
I'm a death,
better than
I'm
one
a
that
death
I
of my tail.
The same suit that he was buried in, similar to the one his grandfather was married in. Yes, he was still fresh to death, blamed two earrings, a chain laying on his chest. He still had it cause they couldn't find it, and the bullets from his enemies sat like 2 inches behind it. Smelled the Hennessy from when his niggas got reminded and poured out liquor in his memory. He didn't mind it, but he couldn't sip it fast enough, so the liquor was just filling the casket up. Floating down by his feet was the letter from his sister. Second grade handwriting simply read, I miss ya. Suit jacket pocket held his baby daughter's picture. Right next to it, one of his men stuck a swisher. He had a notion as he lay there soaking. He saw that the latch was broken. He kicked his casket open and he.
This life goes passing you by. It might go fast if you lie. You born, you live, then you die. Oh, 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 oh. If life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're breaking the rules, making your moves, yeah. Paying your dues. Chasing the cool.
Not at all nervous as he dug to the surface. Tarnished gold chain is what he loosened up the earth with. He used his mouth as a shovel to try and hollow it. And when he couldn't dirt spit, he swallowed it. Working like a reverse archaeologist, except his buried treasure was sunshine. So when some shined through a hole that he had drove, it reflected off the goal and almost made some blind. He grabbed onto some grass and climbed, pulled himself up out of his own grave and looked at the time on the watch that had stopped 6 months after the shots that had got him in the box, ringing Henny out his socks. Figured it was hours because he wasn't older. Used some flowers to brush the dirt up off his shoulders. So with a right hand that was all bones and no reason to stay, he decided to walk home. So he.
This life goes passing you by. It might go fast if you lie. You born, you live, then you die. Oh, 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 oh. If life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're breaking the rules, yeah. Making your moves, paying your dues. Chasing the cool.
He begged for some change to get him on the train. Damn, the nigga stank is what they complain. Tried to light the blunt, but it burst into flames. Caught the reflection in the window of what he became. A long look, wasn't shook, wasn't ashamed. Matter of fact, only thing on his brain was brains. Yeah, and getting back in his lane, doing his thing. First he had to find something to slang. Next stop was his block, it had the same cops. Walked right past the same spot where he was shot. Shocked that some low niggas tried to sell him rocks. It just felt weird being on the opposite. They figured that he wasn't from there, so they pulled out and robbed him with the same gun they shot him with. Put it to his head and said, you scared, ain't you? He said, hustler for death, no heaven for a gangster, eh?
This life goes passing you by. It might go fast if you lie. You born, you live, then you die. Oh, 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 oh. If life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're breaking the rules, making your moves, paying your dues, chasing the cool.
classic Lupe Fiasco from Food and Liquor LP. That's The Cool. And yeah, in that place, I could also have played From St. Elsewhere, Niles Barclay's. But yes, I'm not too sure about their songs about necrophilia. Yes, a little bit. Not really to my taste. And then before that was from the La Chiesa soundtrack. It's said to be Goblin here, but it isn't. It's actually a band called Zumi in the Zoo, which is, I mean, that's unmistakable voice of Benjamin Zephaniah in there. And I don't know if that was written by Emerson or Goblin, because it was Rick Emerson and Goblin who did the soundtrack to La Chiesa. It was I don't know, is it produced by Dario Argento? It's one of his canon, if you say. But certainly that's quite unusual for a Goblin, or probably even a Rick Emerson soundtrack to horror movies. I didn't know he was doing soundtrack to horror movies, although given the prog leanings of Goblin, it's not that surprising. Then before that was from End of the Month Club back in 2005. That's a Zombie Action Plan, and I've been meaning to play it since then. That's Bazilla featuring Penny Poltergeist, I love that. As if like the, it's just like one of those warning things about a nuclear attack. It's just like that, you know, if zombies. It's very Shaun of the Dead. Then before that was the classic. Well, it is classic as well. Feel Good Devil by Totem. Of course, that's Stones with Gorillaz. Who Gorillaz are actually a zombie band as well. So there's a whole backstory there. Sympathy for the Devil. And before that, the also classic Amityville Lovebug Starsky. I love that bit in the middle where it goes on about, Scotty, I've been beamed down. Strange clothes. And then before that was 13 Sins of Scooby-Doo by Celebrity Murder Party. I'd love to know where that soundtrack was, that sample that he took from, I don't know where from. It actually generally sounds like Casey Kasem. Knowing Casey Kasem's penchant for swearing, I don't know, but it might be someone just doing a very good impression. But it's very funny, you know, alleging all the lesbianism and all the sort of shenanigans going on in Scooby-Doo. I like that a lot. So yeah, thinking about Halloween, and I wanted to talk about this quickly, is that it's a funny one. Halloween, I think I read something recently about, you know, where's Halloween come from? Is it an excuse for drinking? I think I read today. And people saying, oh, Halloween, isn't it American? Well, yes and no. The commercialization of it is American. A bit like a lot of the commercialization of Christmas and Easter is generally American. I've no idea where the eggs come from. Cue Bill Hicks skit there. But It obviously goes back to a pagan thing, and I like it because it includes two things that I like, which is, well, I'm a big fan of zombie movies. I'm a very big fan of not really horrible, gory horror. The last one I saw was Phenomenon by Dario Argento, which I'd really recommend. Jennifer Connelly's first big film, I think, or first starring role, anyway. She's very good in that film, and Donald Pleasance looking very cute. Very, very cute as a Scottish professor in a wheelchair, but with a beard. Yes. Anyway, but that's I like horror films, and of course I'm sort of pagan, and so All Hallowed Eve, which is actually the proper celebration, is actually on the 1st, I think, for that. But obviously it's the evening before, and the spirits are supposed to be closer to the earth and speak, but. It's kind of a commercial co-option of something which is, you know, obviously not commercial. So it's I have a mixed feeling, and also my inner goth comes out, I think, a little bit as well this time of year. It does all the time, says the audience. So yeah, I have mixed feelings about doing a Halloween show. It's a bit like doing a Christmas show, but it's more fun because, of course, zombies and vampires and werewolves—they're cool. They're cool. We like them. So, following that theme, this is a Block Party. It's a remix by Ruckus Roboticus, I think it is. Most people have shorter names. Ruckus Roboticus remix of Hunting for Witches. I'll go hunting for
are you doing down there in the basement? That's what I said to my husband Donald. When he came home from work last night, he said, honey, I gotta fix something downstairs. Well, as I was pulling out the casserole, I heard this weird barking noise coming from the basement. And you know, we don't have a dog.
creatures believe that Jack Goodman was killed by a werewolf white while David, and that it follows that if he survived an attack by a werewolf, wouldn't he himself become a werewolf and explore the world? I know, running about on all fours and howling at the moon, but in such a deranged state he might harm himself, perhaps other people, perhaps other people.
Walking
spider's web pour through your mouth. They pour through your mouth. A river of silver. A river of flowers. I lie down and shiver. Silver river. Out trips the last drop of this vital fluid.
This is the bit where I annoy Coil fans by talking over the Coil tune. This is Are You Shivering by Coil, which is very good, but it doesn't have to go on a bit. It's 9 minutes long, and I've only played about 5 minutes of it. You've got to play Coil. Lots of spooky tunes by Coil, so you're going to play them. Then before that was the wonderful Control Freak with Hellhounds. You'll probably hear some more Control Freak in a bit. If you don't know who Control Freak was, I was terrible, and there was a track I played a couple of shows ago. I said it was by Matt. It was a sort of listener submission. Matt of also does laptop battles in Tokyo, and that he's Control Freak. So if I can remember the name of that one that I missed the track on, I think it wasn't Leap of Faith, but it was the other one. And yes, so I should have been called. Yeah, that was Fallen from Grace, the one, you know, this is the metal sort of cello one. That was Control Freak as well. And then before that was The Ghost of Jungle Past by High Contrast. Brilliant album. And as a ghost. Then before that was Meerlicht with Desiree. Meerlicht do like Gabba cut up versions. If you imagine, you remember there's this mania in the rave times for even people like Aphex Twin have done versions of what the track which I was called I Love Red Cheese, which I can't remember the real name of it at the moment. The Old Spice tune, that one. Ricardo Strauss, what his name is, and there was they're doing that kind of thing, except they're doing almost like a Gabba version, very glitch Gabba, kind of like hardcore, you know the score, but all with classical tunes, usually choral tunes, but all kinds of things. They're very, very good, and check them out on MySpace. Then before that, from the mashup, the Beat Boutique, Mashup Town, Mashup Massacre 3, that is Give Me a Werewolf Tonight by Croesus. I hope I got that name right. That's the other track I liked. I really liked the DJ Myth, but it was another. I almost got over my absolute hatred of Ghostbusters theme, because Ghostbusters theme is so often used in. There have been some very good mashups with Ghostbusters, but it's so often used. I'm a little bit like wary, but his is really good. Who else is on there? And I really liked the LDM 101, I think it's Lee. His Spooked track is very, very good. It starts the compilation. And I do actually like Andrew Herring's. Yes, using Soft Cell Martin. That's a very rare track to use in sort of more of a Gabba hardcore style-y. That's very good. But I'd already sort of organised this show, and this show is definitely going to go over half an hour before Krisos has give me a werewolf tonight. There was Dancing with the Devil by the Young Punks and LBJ. Then there was The Devil Lives in My Houseman's Body, which is from the Rip It Up and Start Again CD, and that's it seems to be the show of the impossible to pronounce names. Then before that was a new RIA bootleg, that's Always Another Sucker on the Vine. Now that is, when I heard it I thought, what is he doing the voices, is he because he does actually do voices for his, for, you know, does actually perform some tracks, but actually it's not. I looked at his blog and apparently it's actor Crispin Glover singing Charles Manson's Never Say Never to Always, mashed up with Tom's Waits' Just Another Sucker on the Vine, which is quite scary, really, and it fits into the horror theme, really, certainly with Charles Manson's reputation as a songwriter and a killer as well. Sort of a side thing he did. And then before that was Gershon Kingsley with Hey Hey Horror. Well, it's Hey Hey. It was sampled by RJD2's RJD2's horror track. So you probably recognise it. Gershon Kingsley, you might not know, actually did horror themes as well, so it kind of fits in. Then before that, well, of course, was Block Party with Hunting Witches, the Ruckus Roboticus mix. So I'm now going to play. It's kind of, I was listening to it earlier, and it's one of these sort of not so Halloween-y, but it is kind of Halloween-y in feel tracks. This is Paranoid Android by it's from the Stereogum OK Computer cover album they put out a couple of months ago, and it's very good. That's Leap of Faith by Control Freak again. Very, very good. And before that was in a sort of dubstep, sort of scary, spooky dubstep section. That was Stalker by Shackleton. Then before that was Scream with Tortured Soul. And then before that was Fear by Apple Blim. Great name, Apple Blim. And then there was Paranoid Android by that band. I'm not going to try and reproduce the name of. So we've reached the end of the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. There's also a Facebook Radio Clash group if you want to join, and you can hear a special show that you can't hear anywhere else. Oh no. So that's worth checking out. I am on MySpace as well, and as I just said to Marty in Australia, I'm never on there. I will eventually add people, but it might take about 3 or 4 months because I very rarely go there. Facebook is my social networking drug of choice. And there are various other ways, though currently I don't think there's any other way. I'll check the website. I'm not sure if those numbers are still working. If you want to leave messages, I have to take them off, really. I hope to hear from you soon if you are listening. It's always good to hear from people if they're listening. And I'm going to end on a really cheesy track. I started on a kind of not exactly cheesy, the Noel Anthony, but certainly quite a sort of comic Halloween track. And this is Joe Meek doing sort of a similar thing. It's Night of the Vampire, the Moon Trekkers. So I'll speak to you soon.
Nothing.